Unfortunately, there's a bit of tricky work going on there with a number of us together, like, and that covers the whole of the full convoy and that. So it's just taking a bit of time. They're working there at night, and there's a big volume of traffic. Now, if you take this along with a lot of the side roads are still frosted up, so there's extra traffic actually using Kilross than normally wouldn't. Normally people would take a detour and they'd see all these works going on, but they can't. So the only thing can be done at the moment is people are just going to need to take a wee bit of extra time. People should be aware that there could be delays of 30 minutes, even 40 minutes, I'm told. So people need that. Nothing can be done. These repairs have to be carried out for Irish Water. And obviously, not advising anybody to take a side road because some of them are still quite slippery. So the only alternative is just to leave a bit early if anybody's using that Balfe to Letterkenny Road.
And I suppose this is evidence that with so many people on an oral basis taking side roads to try and avoid the N15, that the need for work on the 10T and the Twin Towns Bypass in particular is now once again being emphasised, given what's happening over the past 2 days.
Yeah, definitely. We have three national prime roads in Donegal, N13, N14 and N15. They're all greatly affected by weather and by everything else. Some of the alternative side roads are just not, it's not reasonable to ask people, like, if you started to put lorries and stuff up on them, the whole place would be jammed down. So obviously the sooner we get the 10T, the better. They're badly, badly needed, that round Balfane and Clare County, because the majority of family won't be able to use it. So definitely, but in the meantime, we wouldn't be advising people to use side roads at the moment. There is still wee issues around Stranorder. They're clearing up now as the thaw's on, but it was freezing last night and some of them roads are still lethal. So the only alternative at the moment and the only advice that could be given is just people need to leave the house a good 30 minutes earlier than predicted, because, as I say, Irish Water are still at Kilross.